alone on the middle shelf. Generally, the redoubts that Ryan had seen throughout the wastes of the Deathlands had been surprisingly clean. They were all run by efficient nuke plants and comp control to regulate light, heat, humidity, and anti-stat dust maintenance. This small room was no exception. Very faintly and far off, felt rather than heard, came the whispering vibration of the main power plant, self-maintaining, ticking away dutifully for 100 years, still doing the job that its long-dead creators had programmed it to perform. JB followed Christy, with Ryan eventually bringing up the rear. With 6 of them in the room, it was a little crowded. Jack picked up the beaker and looked inside it. He shook his head and replaced the container on the shelf.
Dry as bones.
From several previous experiences, Ryan knew that beyond the closed door would be the main control room of the gateway. Its condition would probably give them a valuable clue as to the state of the rest of the redoubt. Some had been totally evacuated during the Megadeth panic in the last weeks of the year 2000. Some had shown signs of having been left in a tearing hurry in the second week of January 2001.
Ready?
The heavy door was vanadium steel with a hydraulic power switch. There was the sound of the motor operating, and the door slid open. The 6 had traveled together long enough to know how they should operate in a potentially dangerous situation. Christy and JB slithered out quickly, flattening themselves against the walls on either side of the entrance. Jack and Doc, with Lori dragging at their heels, darted toward the nearest cover, which was a line of workbenches. Ryan stayed behind for a moment in the anteroom, ready to provide supporting fire if it proved necessary. But the room was empty. The huge double doors that would link it to the remainder of the fortress were solidly closed. Ryan stepped out, easing the door shut behind him. He took his finger off the trigger of the G-12 and let the rifle dangle from its shoulder strap. Everyone else relaxed.
Lori!
What, Ryan?
The tall, broad-shouldered man strode across to where the girl had draped herself across a padded chair. She glanced up, seeing the flare of anger in his eye, and looked as if Ryan had already struck her across the face.
Get up, girl!
Ryan?
Christy moved a half step forward to try to intercede.
Keep out of it, lover.
Lori, eyes glued to Ryan's face, rose slowly to her feet. In her heels, she came close to his 6'2" height. Nervously, she lifted a hand to flick away an errant curl from her forehead.
Don't ever do that again, Lori.
Do what?
Come out of an unknown door like you were strolling into a high-fashion closed door in a fancy ville?
I don't know what...
Lori ducked and recoiled as he actually lifted a clenched fist toward her. Like a wolf checking its leap in midair, Ryan succeeded in holding back the intended blow.
Fire blast, you triple stoop bitch!
Watch it, dear boy.
You think this is some kind of game, Lori? Bang and you're dead and then we all sit around and share a self-heat? Any team's as good as its weakest member.
And that is you, Lori.
Just keep your fucking mouth shut, Christy!
Well, we do all have to pull together, my dear.
You pull yourself, you old...
Ryan reached out and grabbed Lori by the collar, hefting her so that her toes barely scraped the floor of the control room.
What the fuck, Ryan?
Keep it buttoned, girl. You screw up and we all get screwed. Stay alert when you're supposed to.
What if I don't, cocksucker?
If you don't stop playing around with all of our lives, easy, Lori. We dump you. Just walk away and leave you behind. I figure you might live a couple of days on your own.
You'd chill me?
Lori looked around at the faces of the other 4, seeking some sign that they disputed what Ryan was saying. Christy met her gaze and nodded slightly. JB simply stared straight back at the blonde teenager. Jack turned his fingers into a gun and pointed at her, drilling her between the eyes. Doc shuffled his feet and looked down at the floor.
You carry your share, Lori, and nobody chills you. You let us down, and then you get treated like anyone outside the group. If that means chilling, then...
The tension stretched against the background of flickering lights, dancing dials, and chattering comp consoles. This was the nerve center of the whole redoubt, where every aspect of the building was controlled. Once it had all been set running for the convenience of the human occupants. Now they were gone, but it still kept steadily to its ordained tasks.
Looks like they left in a hurry.
In his blood-blurred anger at Lori's casual stupidity, Ryan had barely noticed what the control room looked like. Now he took a few moments to glance around. If he hadn't known better, he might have guessed that the workers had only rushed out of the big room minutes ago, rather than nearly 100 years back. There were a number of styrofoam cups and plastic containers that had once held sandwiches, long rotted and gone. Pens and pads lay scattered on the benches, scraps of crumpled paper on the floor. On an impulse, Ryan stopped and picked one up from the tiles near his feet, unfolding it carefully.
One must open with caution.
The paper was part of a comp print, covered on one side with an incomprehensible mass of jumbled figures. He turned it over. There, on the other side, was faded handwriting. A question from one person, with a reply in different colored ink.
My room after last food. Piss in a hot spot. Shit. Nothing changes, does it?
He crumpled the note and tossed it. They spent a quarter of an hour wandering around the control center. Ryan joined Doc by the main display panels that ran all of the gateway's Metrans functions. The old man was shaking his head at the coded numbers and letters on the liquid crystal console.
Make any sense of it, Doc?
No. The men who worked on these were a small and highly specialized team, some of the best brains on all of the totality concept. I had heard the odd whisper, of course, around the canteens and bars, but nothing that... Ah, if only we could learn how to control these Mat-Trans contraptions. At least we could get where we wanted, and not where they shoot us. All along the disassembly line and back again.
Place like this, abandoned in a hurry? Could there be a manual or something?
Doubt it, my dear fellow. Software and all instructions would go first of all. Instant self-destruct. Press the button on the can, and it's incinerated and pulverized in 15 seconds. It's the hardware you can't get rid of so easily.
Must have been someplace they held copies of all the vital documents and stuff.
The old man patted Ryan on the arm.
Of course there was, Mr. Cawdor, of course. Nearly all missile complexes, military bases, fortresses, all of them. But there was one small problem. As soon as...
I get it, Doc. Primary triple red targets for the nuking. Missile complexes, military bases, and... Yeah, I get it. Maybe one day we'll find something tucked away at the back of a file, forgotten. Maybe.
We had a saying, Ryan. Will happen when pigs fly. I have yet to see any airborne bacon.
There was a printed card tacked to the wall by the exit door from the control room. The letters had peeled, and one or two had fallen off completely. But it was still legible. Warning. On egress. No B-12 set-clear documentation to be removed under pain of instant court-martial. This means you.
Why, yes. It most definitely brings it all back. A sign like that surely brings it back. Once they saw I was a kind of threat to them, they watched me closer than a hawk watches a rabbit. By then, all international security had become so compromised and infiltrated that I guess we and the Ruskies knew all along what we were all doing and what they were doing. Secrets. Not anymore, they were not.
Sorry to interrupt. I'm hungry. Gotta be food around the redoubt left in big hurry. Let's go.
Sure, Jack. Everyone ready? Lori, you ready?
Her bad mood had blown away like a summer squall, and Lori favored him with her broadest smile.
Yeah, Ryan.
From their previous visits to the concealed fortresses, they all knew that they now faced one of the moments of maximum danger. The entrance that linked the control room and the gateway to the rest of the redoubt was sufficiently strong to withstand almost any power used against